Utah state lawmakers are talking about eliminating the food sales tax. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more from an interim meeting at the state capitol. Mary?
Brian, low-income advocates say people have to decide between buying food and paying rent. And after hours of debate, a legislative committee seemed to warm up to the idea of getting rid of the sales tax on food altogether, or at least changing what is taxed and what is not, because Utah Retail Merchants Association President Dave Davis told them that the rules are just too complex right now.
A Snickers is candy. We all could probably agree on that. But licorice? It's food.
Utah lawmakers last session came close to restoring the full sales tax on food. Then they voted to study it, including maybe a tax credit for low-income Utahns. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Utah lawmakers have gone from talking about restoring the full sales tax on food to now possibly eliminating it altogether. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
Brian, this legislative committee spent hours looking at all kinds of scenarios on the Hill yesterday.
If the food tax rate goes from 1.75 to 4.7%, then the revenue increase is about $207 million.
But at the end, there was a surprising amount of interest in eliminating the sales tax entirely from food purchases. Utah is one of six states with a lower sales tax rate on food, and it splits on the products. Different things get different tax different ways. There was talk in the last session of restoring the full rate to make more money, but the committee heard from low-income advocates saying people need relief. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.